Maria Anna Barbara Koop, who would later change her name to Koop, was born in Heppenheim, Germany on January 23, 1838. When Barbara was a year old, her and her family moved to the United States and settled in Utica, New York. Being the oldest child, Koop left school when she was in her 8th grade to go work in a textile factory to help with her family income. After the death of her father in 1862, the younger children in the family were old enough to support themselves, so Maria pursued her long-felt religious calling. She entered the novitiate of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis in Syracuse, New York. On November 19, 1862, she received the habit and took the name Marianne and made her final vows the next year. Marianne began her vocation by teaching and then later became a principal at a school for German immigrant children. She also helped direct the opening of two Catholic hospitals in central New York. By 1883, she became Superior General of her congregation. And it was at this time that she received a plea of help from leprosy sufferers in Hawaii. The King of Hawaii, King Kalakaua, had sent a letter asking for aid in treating patients who were isolated on the islands of Molokai. The King had already been declined by more than 50 other religious institutes, for they were fearful of the contagious disease. However, Marianne cheerfully accepted the request, even though accepting the request would mean that she would never return back home. She responded to the letter by saying, "I am hungry for work and I wish with all my heart to be one of the chosen ones, whose privilege it would be to sacrifice themselves for the souls of the poor islanders. I am not afraid of any disease, hence it would be my greatest delight even to minister to the abandoned lepers." Mother Marianne then left Syracuse with six other sisters to attend to the sick and arrived on November 8, 1883, never to return back. For 30 years, she took care of those who had been afflicted with a leprosy disease. She also took care of Father Damien, who is now known as St. Damien of Molokai, who also dedicated his life to serving the poor lepers on the island. And speaking of Father Damien, she wrote, "Our dear Father Damien died on the 15th of April. We visited him before he died, and standing at his bedside, one could imagine the voice of God calling him to his reward. His was a great and noble life of self-sacrifice. How closely he followed the footsteps of our loving Savior, living and dying for the poor outcasts. What more can a mortal do than give his life for his fellow creatures?" And speaking of the eternal reward awaiting those who follow Jesus, Mother Marianne said this, "I do not think of reward. I am working for God and do so cheerfully. How many graces he has showered down on me from my birth until now. Should I live 1,000 years, I could not in ever so small a degree thank him for his gifts and blessings. I do not expect a high place in heaven. I shall be thankful for a little corner where I may love God for all eternity." Now, Mother Marianne took care of the poor lepers of Molokai, not because she wanted to, but out of true love for them, as she saw Christ in every single one of them. Although Mother Marianne was getting older, her workload only seemed to increase, and soon she was responsible for orphans of women who had contracted the disease, as well as clergy who had contracted the disease while working with lepers. Sadly, Mother Marianne's work became a burden on her frail body, and she was confined to a wheelchair. Despite this limitation, she continued to work hard. Many had noticed that despite all of her years of work, she never contracted leprosy herself, which many regard as a miracle itself, as this was something Mother Marianne had promised her first companions who shared in her ministry. Mother Marianne passed away on August 9, 1918, and she was canonized a saint on October 21st, 2012 by Pope Benedict XVI. She is the patron saint of lepers, outcasts, those with HIV and AIDS, and the islands of Hawaii. Saint Marianne Koop, pray for us.